The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. St. Paul wanted very much to go visit the congregation in Rome. And in today's reading, he talks about the lens, or maybe I might say the mindset. He talks about the sincere way that he looks forward to seeing the people in the congregation at Rome. And he begins, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus. Aha, seminary core value, servanthood. And then in the next five verses, he does his characteristic thing of enlarging on the first century epistolary form for greeting, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. And then in verse 7, he says, to all who are enrolled, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow, certainly in these next days, almost all of us will be going to visit congregations where we have family connections. To all who are in Rome, to all who are, fill in the name of that congregation that you are going to be visiting. What lens, what mindset, what gut feeling do you have about that congregation and the people that you're going to be seeing in the next weeks? Henry Ward Beecher was a famous 19th century preacher, not only popular for his preaching, but popular because of his anti-slavery efforts. And in his Yale Lectures on Preaching from the year 1872, Reverend Beecher says this, now your congregation will be full of sluggish people. Somebody must bear with those dull and stupid ones. You will find, what is a great deal worse, people who know everything, and yet they know nothing. You cannot teach them anything. They are conceited. They are conceited snips of men who are rushing up to you and taking on airs in your presence, and you feel like smacking them as you would a black fly or a mosquito. But somebody has to bear with them. If Christ died for the world, he died for a great many ordinary folks. And if we are Christ's, we must do the same thing. You have to do it because there is that in your heart which makes you brother to such men. You have to say, he is worth bearing with. I would better suffer in his place than let him suffer. Whether it be in Rome, or in that congregation you'll be going to shortly, or right here in our campus community, we bear with one another because we are all beloved by God, and we are the recipients of the grace and the peace that he gives to you and to me and to those back home in Jesus Christ. In today's Bible reading, the epistle, we are reminded by the Holy Spirit through the apostle that the Spirit does have a good word for us all. It is a good word that comes from God. It is to be found in the scriptures. As we say, the prophetic and the apostolic scriptures bring us the good word from God. And so I hope in the next weeks, as the pressure of daily life is off of you, that you'll have a chance to lean back in an easy chair and read your Bible. Let God deliver to you the good word that I know you need as well as I need. The good word from God is centered in Jesus Christ. About Jesus Christ, St. Paul says that he is of the seed of David according to the flesh. He's human. That is, he knows what it is like inside your skin. And this is the thing that makes Jesus Christ so compelling, increasingly compelling to me. Not only does he know what's going on inside your skin, but the promises that apply to his life and his death have been proven true by his resurrection from the dead. So, as you in the weeks of break lean back and read your Bible, have that lens, have your mind set on seeing Jesus Christ, for he's in the Bible from cover to cover, and we need that. I was talking to our organist at church a few weeks ago after the service, and I was saying, you know, that increasingly as the years go by, I go to church more and more, and I come to chapel the same way. I come increasingly desperate for a substantial, a relevant, and a faithful good word from God. I need it in my life. You need it in your life. And that good word from God has come, and it persistently keeps on coming. If you stop and think about how many times God persistently sends the good word of Jesus Christ from the scriptures into your life, it's wow. We have no excuse for not having Jesus Christ alive and vibrant in our lives. And it's the same way in those congregations that you're going to go visit. Yes, they are like us. Yes, they are as Henry Ward Beecher describes them. But the gospel has been coming to them and keeps coming to them, keeps coming to them, keeps coming to them over the years and all the years that remain. And that gospel changes lives. It's changing yours, it's changing mine, and whether you can see it or not in those dull and stupid people, as Beecher calls them, back home, that gospel is changing them and fitting them for eternity. So you will go home. And there's only one more thing that I can say about that. Please. And I mean this. Please, drive carefully and arrive safely. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.